That's right. Welcome to the dark. Welcome once again to A Scott in the Dark. Now, I know what some of my regular listeners are thinking. Oh my gosh, it hasn't been forever and a day since the last episode of A Scott in the Dark. So why on earth are we getting another brand new episode? I don't know. I was just inspired. So what this episode is all about is, since we're getting into haunt season, because this is the end of September. Well, it's not really the end of September, but we're getting into haunt season where things have started to open, you know, here in Florida especially, where theme park haunts started. I think Disney started in August, which, don't misunderstand me, I'm not complaining, but they start a lot earlier. Start a lot earlier down here in Florida. But since we are in the midst of haunt season, I wanted to kind of reevaluate and relook at something we did an episode on a while back, and that is, well, basically trash talk. I've seen a lot of trash talk happen online now about different haunted attractions and different people in different haunted attractions, and I wanted to kind of talk about why it's important not to do that. The name of this episode is When the Tide Comes In, All Ships Rise. So in other words, it's all about what is good for the industry as a whole, and not just each of us as individuals. I mean, let's face it, there's enough ugliness out there in the world right now that we don't need to be throwing shade at other haunters or people that we've worked with before, or even Lucy the demon dog who is coming up and growling at me. I don't know if you can hear her in the background. And, oh, well, hello. Hi, she's just jumped up on my lap and is trying to get on the microphone. So you probably will hear her bark. You know what? I'm going to pause for just a moment and take care of this lovely little girl, and I will be back. And you know, if I were a professional, I would edit all this out. But guess what? I'm not going to. So I'm going to jump forward in time, and I'm going to take care of Lucy the demon dog. Back in a flash. Time shift! Okay, so Lucy the demon dog has been taken care of. She's now back resting in her crate. Taken care of. It sounds like I went off and beat her or something. No, we went out in the backyard and played a little bit. She got some dinner, so she's a happy dog. She's back in her crate right now. So where were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about let's be nice to each other in the haunt industry. There's too much ugliness in the news right now anyway, and this may be a little bit of a preachy episode, so I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Here's where Scott gets up on his soapbox, so sit down, relax, let me get this out of my system, and then we'll move on. I think there's a reason why there is so much trash talk in the haunt industry, and why so many people are out there to say, my haunt's better than your haunt, or, you know, you don't do crap, or blah, 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 blah. And whether it is creative differences, or business differences, or competitive differences, I don't think it really matters. Okay, I don't think it matters. I just don't think we should be saying negative things publicly about one another. But here's why I think it happens. I think we are all so passionate about what we do in the haunt industry that we want to share our beliefs. We want to share our passion. I mean, honestly, that's why I do this podcast, is because I want to share my passion about the haunt industry. And I think that with that passion comes a certain amount of territorialism. I don't know. Where my haunt is better than your haunt, and let's just form some sort of competitive nature so that one of us can win, and we feel that the only way one of us can win is for somebody else to lose. But there's not a finite amount of win and loss in this world. So just think about it before you get online and post XYZ haunt sucks because of this, this, and this, or XYZ haunter did this or did that, because it's just not worth it, all right? It hurts all of us as an industry. And I know I sound like a hippie sitting here singing Kumbaya, but I'm not really, because it hurts us all as an industry. When our industry can't come forward and show a united front to show that we support one another, we're just making ourselves look bad and stupid. All right? We're making us all look like amateurs, and we're not. We are professional haunters, and haunt is a profession, so treat it as such. make sure that when you say something about somebody else's haunt, that A, it's true, which a lot of the stuff I've been seeing recently online is not. It is either completely false or extremely biased perspective. Let's just put it that way. Some of it is true. I'll be honest. Some of it is true. But let's not air it publicly. You know? If you have a problem with someone, contact them directly so that you can work it out. But when you put it out there in a public forum, it is hurting the industry as a whole. And probably more importantly, it is hurting you as an individual. I was told a long time ago, never date someone who was cheating on their current lover to be with you, because they will do it to you. Well, I think people think about that in the business world as well. So if they see somebody online who is pissing and moaning about their previous employer or a previous haunt or a previous circumstance, then people are going to look at them more closely. They're going to look at them very carefully and say, you know what? If they did this in the past, they might do it to me if I hire them. It hurts your reputation when you are negative in a public forum. People don't want to work with you. Now, I get emails a lot from people saying, I want to be a full-time haunter. And when I stop laughing, because let's face it, there are maybe only, zero people I know who are full-time haunters. There are people who do haunt as their only job, but they do a lot of other things as well. No, that's not true. There are full-time haunters, but they're few and far between, all right? We all recognize that full-time haunters are few and far between. I know I'm not. I do a lot of things. You know, my heart is in haunt, but I do a lot of different things as an entertainment consultant. And I would say maybe, well, this time of year, the majority of them have to do with haunted attractions. But the rest of the year, I'm working on everything from Christmas to summer to theater productions to really whatever interesting project comes my way and I can say yes to. I'm all about that. So when people contact me and they say, I want to be a full-time haunter, my answer is usually very simple. It's, well, then haunt. But I should probably start following it up with, well, then haunt, because the only way you're going to get to do it is just to say, I'm going to do it. And eventually, hopefully, somebody will pay you for it or you'll make money at it. But if not, you're still doing it. But I should probably add to the end of that, haunt and don't piss people off. Because no matter how good a haunter you are, no matter how brilliant your product is, ultimately, it is whether somebody wants to work with you or not. There's a lot of people, I hate to admit this, but there's a lot of people out there who have the same skill level and similar experience to all of us. None of us are extraordinarily unique in our experience or in our talent. We may be very good at what we do. We may have strengths that other people don't have. But ultimately, there is a level where it's not about, or not as much about, what you know and what your experience is as how much people want to work with you. You know, I've said it for years, especially since I left Busch Gardens, and I said, you know, let me be transparent. Especially since I was no longer at Busch Gardens, because I wasn't brave enough to leave on my own. So I have to thank the company over and over and over again for doing their restructuring. But ever since the time that I have no longer been at Busch Gardens, I have said over and over again, the only thing that continues to get me work is my integrity. Because that's the only thing you really take with you throughout your entire career. It's not about your resume. It's not about your skill set. It is about your integrity. And I was in an event last night here in Tampa, and I was sitting next to a woman who is a human resources representative, knows nothing about the haunted attraction industry, and we were talking about hiring practices and hiring people. And she said, you want to hire the right person for the culture, someone who is going to fit in, someone who's not going to tick people off, and someone who will work well with the rest of the team. Well, I can promise you, if you are that guy or gal who is out there and griping about, I was cheated by so-and-so, or such-and-such haunts suck, or I worked with so-and-so and they were a complete jerk, or whatever, they're not going to think you're going to be the person who's going to work within their culture. And that will apply, probably, if you're applying for a job outside of the haunt industry as well. Whether we like to admit it or not, social media is being used by human resources departments to check up on people. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than doing a background check. And you can find an awful lot about people online. I know my life is pretty much out there, and not just the good stuff. There's stupid things that I've done that still pop up online. So that's why it's so very important for us as a community to say, you know what? We're just not going to diss each other, okay? We're just not going to do it. You know, I want to start like some sort of clever and creative hashtag, like hashtag play nice, or hashtag haunters support haunters. But I'm not sure that's going to make a difference. If you want to use it, great. You know, hey, Scott said, let's use hashtag haunters support haunters. Great, wonderful. You know, obviously, you know that I've been involved with a lot of different presentations and things like Robbie Ween and stuff like that, where haunters have come together to help other haunters, to help them out. And I think it's important to not just do that at the big festivals, but to do that in our everyday lives. Even if you're not the person who is starting some sort of comment chain about who did what to whom, okay? Don't chime in. And just like any other form of, and it's a weird, I know it's a weird connection here, but just like any other form of inappropriate behavior, sometimes you just have to step up and say, you know what? That's not right. Stop doing this. Because again, it's going to help us all as individuals, and it's also going to help that person in the long run so that they don't air some sort of stupid, dirty laundry that keeps them from getting hired in the future. Now, I say this with a certain amount of humility and even more, I don't like to admit it, but even more from the voice of experience. I have made people angry in the industry. And it was because of my passion. It was because of my enthusiasm that I either said things or dug my heels in on projects that hurt people's feelings. And it's not the right thing to do. And it has come back to bite me in the tuchus. I grew up in Chicago. Most of my friends were Jewish. So that's why I use the word tuchus. Just, I don't know why I'm explaining that. But it really is something that I have learned that, you know, if I could go back and talk to my younger self and say, you know what, you thought you were being righteous and, you know, fighting indignation that is out there. And I really wasn't. I was being bullheaded and stubborn in some cases. I didn't think so at the time, and it was not with malice. It was not with malicious intent. But I did it, and to this day, it still comes back because people will look at me and go, oh, yeah, Scott, he's that guy. I've tried very hard to overcome that. And I've tried very hard to change my behavior and make certain that I am not contributing to the negativity that's out there. I'm not the one trashing a former employer. You know, I think if you've been listening here, you know that every time I talk about Busch Gardens, I say there's absolutely no hurt feelings. Same is true with the Vault of Souls. I love that team. The same is true with pretty much every one of my clients, because that's what being a freelancer is. You have clients for a while, you have a great time with them, and when their needs are met, you move on. You move on to something else. So there's no animosity. There's no, this is over, this is done with, they screwed me because they didn't give me a permanent job. Well, it's not a permanent job. My job is a bunch of temporary gigs. And quite honestly, I love that. And that's why I think this issue is so important to me. That's why it's so important for me to do an episode. And yes, this is going to be a relatively short episode because I can only stand on the soapbox for so long. But I think it's important I think it's important to put the word out there and to encourage haunters to respect other haunters, to treat other people's product throughout the haunt season and in preparation for the haunt season and after the haunt season. Treat it with respect, and certainly in a public forum. If you have something negative to say about somebody, or if you feel that they have wronged you in some way, that's probably the most important thing to say. Contact them directly. Because you may not have the full story. They may not have the full story. Who knows? I mean, there's a thousand and one different scenarios that this could apply to. But be nice. Play nice. And certainly in public. Give people the opportunity to share their side of the story if you're upset with someone. And by all means, do not publicly trash someone else's haunt. If you think their haunt sucks, and believe me, in my years, I've done some things that I don't think were particularly good. There were a lot of reasons for it, but they just weren't. And some of the reasons were, I didn't do a good job. I get it. But, and what helped me, actually, were the people who really cared. I'll give you a perfect example. When the Vault of Souls first opened 3 years ago, it had some issues that were not well thought out. I mean, it was a new project, and it had some things that were not as complete as they should have been. And it was a very dear friend of mine who came to experience the event, and of course, I want very badly for this person to come up and say, "Oh, I just loved it. I loved every minute of it. I thought it was brilliant and wonderful." And they didn't say that. And because they were such a trusted friend, they were able to sit down and say, "Here's what was missing for me." And it's that kind of constructive criticism that helped me make it better. And honestly, helped me make future projects better. Because they didn't decide to go into the social forum and rip the event to shreds. They were actually quite complimentary. They talked about the things they liked. They didn't lie, but they talked about the things they liked. And then came to me privately and said, "I really think this and this and this could have been more." And you know, they were right. So I'm not saying that we should just blindly love everything, you know, put on our rose-colored glasses and toss flowers at people. They would be dead flowers and roses with eyeballs in the center. But I'm not saying we should just do that. What I am saying is, let's use the things that we recognize in other people's work as ways to make the industry and their work better. Don't use the social media as a whipping post for anyone or anything. But if you have legitimate suggestions or concerns or just even things that just didn't, plain old didn't work, it's okay to go to that person and say, "You know what? I saw this, I didn't see this, I wish I had seen that." Because there may be a reason why you didn't see it, and there may also be several reasons why you did. And in the best case scenario, they will look at you and go, "Oh my God, I never thought of that. That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. I'll do that next weekend, or I'll do that in my next haunt, or I'll do that next year when we remount this." So there is a place, there's a very much a time and a place for criticism and critique. There is very much a time and place to share your thoughts on people's work. But a public forum, just to be snarky, is not the place for it. Now, of course, everyone and their dog is going to email me with things that they didn't like about my past work. And you know what? I'm going to be completely open to it. Because I've had so many people come up to me and praise stuff that I've done. So I'm very proud of it. I know it's not perfect. I never believe my own press. I know it's not perfect. But I'm going to keep trying. And I think everybody wants to do the best work they possibly can. And I don't think anybody, no matter how strong or weak the end product is, deserves to be ripped to shreds, or even the occasional snarky comment, in a public forum. I just don't think that's good for any of us. So this haunt season, what I'm going to ask is that every haunter out there, first of all, go out and support your quote-unquote competition. I say quote-unquote because there really isn't competition in the haunt industry. If people get scared once and they have a good time, they will find another haunt to scare them again. The best thing for any haunted attraction is to have two or three other really good haunted attractions in their area. And if they're smart haunted attractions, they will reach out to one another and they will advertise for each other in their queue lines. And if they're really smart, they will create a multi-event ticket. They will create a punch card that, now again, because it's three separate entities, three separate businesses, maybe it's best to have a fourth non-biased party handle all the money for them and then distribute it evenly so that there's no question of, well, so-and-so tried to screw me out of this, blah, 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 blah. But if you say, you know, if you go out there to your audiences and you say, we will give you three haunts for the price of two, and you pool that money and split it, I promise you that you will come out ahead. I promise you that you'll get extra money out of that. And I know there are those people who are going to say, no, I want full price. I don't want any discounted, blah, 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 blah. Well, and my feeling is it's better to have a night where you've got 600 guests when 200 of them are paying a third less than have a night of 400 guests. Did I do the math right? I think so. Basically, what I'm saying is it's better to have more people even if some of them are paying less. It's the mentality of Groupon, folks. So why not do it amongst yourselves? Why not take it upon yourselves to say, you know what? We're going to band together with this haunt and that haunt and this haunt. For years, I tried to do it within the theme park industry, and it was so complex that we couldn't quite make it happen. But if anyone from, you know, Busch Gardens or Universal or Knott's or anybody else is listening, hey, take the idea, run with it. It's free! Create something that is a multi-haunt ticket. I think it would be very beneficial and certainly great for a lot of the haunt fans. You know, as I said in one of my other episodes, all haunters are fanboys to begin with, and then they become haunters. So use positivity to raise and elevate this industry. Use positivity to make it so that we're not a bunch of people out there just fighting against one another. We are a bunch of professionals who look at each other's work, who enjoy each other's work for the most part, and those things that we don't enjoy, we don't air publicly. Because again, it's better for the industry as a whole, and it's better for each of us because, you know, I put together a ton of teams. And if I've seen somebody, or if I research somebody and I find out that they've been bad-mouthing anybody online, chances are good I will not hire them. And I've talked to a couple of other major players in the industry, people who hire a lot more people than I do, quite honestly, and they have said exactly the same thing. So, as a warning to yourself, and not a threat, don't think of it as a threat, you can do whatever you want. You know, if you want to be out there and trash-talking everybody, you go right ahead. But then, don't continue to trash talk when nobody wants to hire you. All right? Make sure that, you know, if you are saying something constructive, great. Say it to the individual. Say it to the haunt owner privately. Say it to the haunt actor privately. Oh, and by the way, don't do that social media thing where it's like, well, I have some things to say, but I'm not going to say them here. What sort of catty stupidity is that? Let that go. All right? Because, I mean, there are organizations out there that I want to work with as much as I possibly can, and there are other organizations out there that I don't really choose to or want to work with again. I will, but there are some that are significantly more fun than others. But you will never hear me trash talk them. And hopefully, if you have in the past, you'll forgive me because I had a moment of weakness. Okay? So, like I said, this haunt season, be a haunter who supports haunters. Go out and see each other's product. In fact, you know, I'll tell a story I keep trying to wrap this up, and then I have another story that comes to mind. This is why I should write these things out. I should just write them all down, which I normally do, but I didn't for this one. So But I will tell you a story of a visit to a trans world show many, many years ago. This was back in kind of the heyday of the Florida theme park haunters. Halloween Horror Nights and Howl-O-Scream were both going great guns at the time. And there were people at Trans World representing both of these organizations. And it was Michael Roddy and TJ and Kim Grommel and myself and Robbie LaPree. And we were both attending. We were all attending the same event. We all know each other and have been friends for years. And so, in fact, we would even, when we were all working for the different Florida haunts, we would invite the other team to come over and we would escort them around the haunt, show them everything, take them backstage. I've seen more of Universal Halloween Horror Nights than, well, certainly a lot of fans have. And that's because we were respectful of one another. So here we are at Trans World, and we're both, I didn't even realize it until it happened, but we're both walking down the same aisle from opposite ends of the trade show floor. Now, if you've ever been to Trans World, it's a phenomenally huge show. It's a great show, but it's gigantic. And we're walking down from either end of the same aisle on the trade show floor, and I see people who are coming towards us, and they kind of get this look of, uh-oh, something's going to happen. And what I didn't realize is the Universal team was walking towards us. So we're coming closer and closer and closer, and I'm watching people. It was weird. I was watching people. It was like they were watching a gunfight or something. And when we finally came together, we all, like, threw our arms around each other and said, good to see you. How you doing? And we ended up having drinks that night in the lounge. This was back when Trans World was in Chicago. So those of you who remember back that far know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, yep, we were at the lounge across the street, which was at one time a Holiday Inn, and then just became known as Crown Plaza. So we were in the Crown Plaza lounge having drinks afterwards. There is no animosity amongst professionals in the haunt industry. People who do not perform or do not act in a professional manner are clearly not professionals and don't deserve to be in this industry. That's the bottom line. So, that said, this haunt season, here he goes again. He's going to try to finish it. He's really going to try to finish the show this time. This haunt season, go out and support your quote-unquote competition. Support your fellow haunters. Go see their product. Enjoy it. Have a good night out. Learn stuff from them. And if they ask, if they want your opinion, have the courtesy to share it in a professional manner, but not publicly. And make sure that, you know, if you do go see something and somebody else goes and sees it and leaves something snarky or negative, don't add any fuel to that fire. Just let it burn out, burn it out, let it burn out on its own. Okay? Let's make this a season of haunters support haunters. One of the organizations that I am very proud to continue to be a member of is the Haunted Attraction Association. They are an organized way of doing exactly what I'm talking about, to elevate the haunt industry in such a way that the professionals within it treat each other as professionals. So if you want to, if you're a joiner and you want to get involved, it's a great organization to be involved with. I think it is important to all of us. So I will step down off of my soapbox and coming in at about, oh, just about 30 minutes, right about now. There it is. That was the 30-minute mark. This is going to be a very short episode, well, probably too long. Probably longer than it was supposed to be because I tried to end it like four times. But so that's the end of this episode. If you are looking, if you want to come out and say hi, I am working on a couple of haunt projects right now. I'm working at, I'm still doing some work for a very family-friendly haunt at Zoo Tampa. I am going to be helping with casting and training at the American Victory Ships haunted attraction called Undead in the Water. And it's the first time that the American Victory has taken on all of the responsibilities themselves. And they hired me and some other great theme park folks to help them out. And It's going to be a great charity hunt. It's a 501c3. They're trying to raise money for the museum that benefits veterans. So come on out and support that. Plus, if I have any Canadian listeners who happen to be in Edmonton or in and around Edmonton or Western Canada, I have a brand new haunted attraction going on at Fort Edmonton Park that is called Dark. And it's three different indoor-outdoor haunted houses, plus some atmosphere scares. And I'm the creative director and writer for that, so I've been zipping back and forth between Tampa and Edmonton, Alberta. If you want to know more about that particular experience, you can go to thedark.ca, not com, thedark.ca. If you want to know a little bit more about Undead in the Water, you can go to undeadinthewater.com. So, wow, that was a rant. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great haunt season this year. And until next time, this is Scott Swenson from A Scott in the Dark saying, rest in peace.